Cowboys, campfires, horses, and beans. Lots of beans are all elements that, when put together in a new children's book, become a charming tale called Little Old Big Beard and Big Young Little Beard, a short and tall tale by Remy Charlip. It's been brought to us this week by Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of kiddie literature, an old cowhand in his own right. Thanks for joining us, partner.
Howdy, Cowboy Scott.
Howdy. Can I call you Pecos Pinky like your friends?
And I will call you Sonora Simon.
All right. The illustrations in this book are wonderful.
They are wonderful. They are pen and ink and watercolor drawings. They've got a bright, cartoonish feeling, mm-hmm. with a fine art sensibility, a good-looking set of illustrations, if ever I saw them. By cracky.
Well, Daniel, why don't we just gather around the Cracker Barrel, put our feet up on the old pot-bellied stove, and tell one of these old stories of the West we know so well.
We can do that, but I must make a statement first.
Yes.
In the course of this presentation, mm-hmm. Scott, we are going to be obliged to sing.
Yes.
I want to apologize in advance to the audience and mention that no animals were harmed in the making of this book report.
Well, we'll just see when it's over. I know personally, as we begin, I'm dropping a message with my cat to get far away from the speakers.
We'll try to make this as painless as possible.
Okay, which one of us begins?
Why don't you?
Okay. Little Beard was called Little Beard because he had a little beard on his face.
Big Beard was called Big Beard because he had a big beard on his face.
Little Beard was big, much bigger than Big Beard.
Big Beard was little, much littler than Little Beard.
Little Beard was young, much younger than Big Beard.
Big Beard was old, much older than Little Beard.
Old Big Beard was little, and young Little Beard was big.
It's true. You can be old and little with a big beard.
See all those old and little people with big beards?
And it's true. You can be young and big with a little beard.
See all these young and big people with little beards, and I must say, bow legs among all the tall young guys with kind of little scraggly beards.
Occupational hazard of us cowboys. Well, anyway, that's the way it is in this story. In this story, little old Big Beard and big young little beard were the best of friends, and they were also, guess what? Cowboys.
And every evening at sunset time, they came up to the top of their favorite hill with their beloved cow, Grace, to eat their favorite meal of, guess what? Beans. Until one night...
Whoa, hold on,
Big Young Little Beard said.
Our cow is gone.
Now, as you know, you can't be a cowboy unless you have a cow. She's probably off a-grazing,
Little Old Big Beard said.
We had better get on our horses and find Grace before the sun goes down, or she'll be lost to us forever. So...
they got on their horses and rode down and around and around and around until they came to the bottom of their favorite hill. But Grace was nowhere to be found.
We'll never find her in the dark,
Little Old Big Beard said.
I suggest we rest and continue to look for Grace tomorrow morning.
And they're going down a hill that looks like, well, actually it looks like the Guggenheim Museum, doesn't it?
It does. Sort of everything in the book looks sort of like the Guggenheim Museum.
Okay, my line gets, is next. Good idea,
Big Young Little Beard said. So they unrolled their sleeping bags,
onto the ground, crawled into them, and were soon fast asleep in the quiet night.
At sunrise the next morning, they got up and had a breakfast of, guess what? Beans. Then they went up the next hill in zigs and zags, deep into the deepest forest to continue their search for Grace.
They looked and they looked and they looked, but Grace was nowhere to be seen. Little Old Big Beard started to cry. Tears came out of his eyes, rolled down his nose, down into his beard, and into a little puddle.
Big Young Little Beard started to cry, too.
Tears came out of his eyes, rolled down his nose, down his beard, and into a big puddle.
Soon they were both standing in a huge puddle of salty tears when suddenly they heard a long, loud moo.
Oh, that's a good moo. I don't think I can improve.
Oh, go ahead, Scott. Okay. I'm sure you got a moo in you.
Moo! Moo! I know that sound,
Big Young Little Beard said through his tears.
That's our lost cow. We have found Grace.
No, no,
Little Old Big Beard, older and wiser, said.
I think it would be more honest to say that Grace has found us, and just in time, too.
and little Grace is poking her face out of the woods, and the two cowpokes, them two cowpokes are surrounded by tears in what's become a pond, but now they're crying tears of joy.
Then their beloved cow, Grace, brought little old Big Beard and big young Little Beard down and
out of the forest and led them all the way back up to the top of their most favorite hill.
Back on the top of their favorite hill, they watched the sun go down and had a hearty supper of, guess what, beans. What an exciting 2 days,
little old Big Beard said.
But now let's get some rest and sleep and dream of the next good times we can have together.
Oh, and then we get to sing, right, Daniel?
That's it.
We're sitting around the campfire having our beans.
Yes.
The two horses are nuzzling. Grace is sitting as a very contented cow to the side of the campfire. Nobody's mentioning the bean scene from
Blazing Saddles, yeah. and we showed remarkable restraint until now.
I thought so. Okay. And then they sing.
Grace, how sweet you found such wretched souls as we. We cried and cried till we nearly drowned. I'm glad you're close to me. Do you think the FCC is going to do anything to us for that?
I'll be very surprised if we get through this story. I think it's safe to assume that Judy Collins is not quaking in her cow boots, is she?
I think a lot of people are quaking having heard that.
Well, she's safe from our competition.
Scott, this is the silliest book I ever brought in, but you know, it's like a tune, not the one that we murdered just now, that keeps going around in your head. The book's been around for weeks, and I keep liking it.
It's terrific. It's the whole idea of looking for their cow and seeing the cow smile through the woods. I want to ask, Remy Charlip and Tamara Rettenman, do you know the names?
I know the names, but little about them except the flap copy says that Remy Charlip has been called a national treasure. Scott, you and I are national treasures too, aren't we?
So well, not after that rendition of the song.
They're going to revoke our status.
Well, Pecos Pinky, thanks very much for bringing us this book.
Thank you, Sidewinder Scott.
The book is called Little Old Big Beard and Big Young Little Beard. It's by Remy Charlip, with pictures by Remy Charlip and Tamara Rettenmund. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and for adults. His latest is The Picture of Morty and Ray.
Scott?
Yes?
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails to you. I'll see you down the line. Wait, I've always wanted to do this. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm gonna do it again.